Welcome to Celebrating Holidays with Angie Mosteller. Today's program is from the Celebrating Christmas series. Let's join Angie as she discusses the history of Santa Claus.
The name Santa Claus is the English form of the Dutch name for St. Nicholas, Sinterklaas. Though the modern Santa Claus is associated with a world of fantasy, the historical St. Nicholas was a godly man known for his charity and generosity. Nicholas was born in the 3rd century to wealthy Christian parents in Patara, a harbor city in modern-day Turkey. It is probable that Nicholas and his parents could trace their spiritual heritage to the Apostle Paul, who stopped in Patara on his 3rd missionary journey 200 years earlier. It is said that Nicholas's parents were devout believers who had long prayed for a child. When Nicholas was finally born, they devoted him to God. As an only child, he was raised with great affection and special attention. However, when Nicholas was still a young boy, likely a teenager, a plague struck his city and both of his parents died. Though a loss like this might turn some away from God, it seems to have drawn Nicholas closer to him. The loss of his parents also seems to have made the boy's heart tender to the suffering of others. Nicholas was left with a large inheritance and decided that he would use it to honor God. He developed such a good reputation in his region that he was chosen as Archbishop of Myra, a harbor city just south and east of Patara, when he was in his early 20s, an indication that he must have demonstrated wisdom and maturity beyond his years. During his service as Archbishop, a violent persecution of Christians began. Nicholas was almost certainly imprisoned during this time and was likely tortured for his faith. The persecution that began during the reign of the Roman Emperor Diocletian was carried on by his successor, Galerius, for a total of 8 long years. Christian leaders who endured this period of persecution earned a tremendous amount of admiration from believers and pagans alike. Had anyone questioned Nicholas's young age at his appointment as Archbishop, they would no longer express concern. Years of suffering for his faith had most certainly deepened his godly character in a manner worthy of respect. There are an overwhelming number of stories regarding Nicholas's generosity and even miracles. After his death on December 6th, a tradition of gift-giving was begun in his honor. St. Nicholas Day is still observed on December 6th in many countries, but in others, America included, the practices associated with the day were combined with Christmas. It seems natural that a holiday celebrating giving would merge with the birth of Christ, the greatest gift ever given to the world. However, the merger happened to the dismay of many Christian leaders who thought that St. Nicholas drew too much attention away from Christ. In Germany, parents were encouraged to teach their children that the Christ child was the gift giver. The name Kris Kringle is the English form of the German name for Christ child. Ironically, in America, the name Kris Kringle came to be used synonymously with St. Nicholas, St. Nick, Santa Claus, and even the English name Father Christmas. In Middle Age art, St. Nicholas was typically depicted as a tall, thin, bearded cleric. So how did he evolve into the Santa that we know today in America? Santa's white beard and red suit are actually quite similar to the bishop's vestments worn by the Dutch Sinterklaas. But the chubby and plump appearance of America's Santa Claus is generally traced to the 19th century poem, "'Twas the Night Before Christmas," an attempt to create a more friendly image of Santa and assure children that they had, in the words of the poem, nothing to dread. Though the modern Santa Claus has devolved into a secularized figure surrounded by fantasy, his image can serve to help us remember the real St. Nicholas, a man who devoted his life to serving God and inspiring others to do the same. Furthermore, the idea of giving gifts in Santa's name is a useful practice. In essence, when gifts are given in Santa's name, they are given anonymously. Secret generosity is consistent with how St. Nicholas gave gifts, and more importantly, it follows Jesus' instruction to let our giving be done in secret. As Jesus said, "Your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you."
Thank you for joining the Celebrating Christmas program with Angie Mosteller. If you would like more information about Christmas history, please visit celebratingholidays.com.